Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, the moment on air that this actual edition of the podcast is named after.
God, I don't know if I can ask this to people. I just don't know anymore, you know? When are your thighs going to be on display next? Angie, can I ask that?
Ring the bell.
Angie, tell me about your thighs. When can I get a good butcher's out?
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Nice to be communicating with you. It really is. Had a few issues.
Yes. Yeah.
Like personally, or
well, we've had more than a few of those, Ben. As I think it's quite obvious to everybody, we've had a few technical issues.
Yeah.
But I think we're back on. So apologies if you were kind of waking up wanting to get your, whether it be your Absolute Radio 70s or 90s or noughties or country in your diet, whether you wanted to hear us on the main station, get a little idea of what happened yesterday and what a show that was. It's all been put on hold slightly, but I think everything has been resolved, and here we are.
Yeah, well, because we've got like 9 different playlists all at the same time, it's quite a technical thing to achieve, and sometimes it goes slightly wrong.
Yeah, and then it gets fixed, but they offer us no explanation as to what went wrong or how they fixed it. It's quite strange.
We feel your pain, dear listener.
So what we have for you now, though, is your chance to win some merchandise. It is your first chance of the week. And, of course, the merch in question is a strip of 3 temporary tattoos of our show logo, which I cannot see because whilst the audio issues have been resolved, the visual ones mean that the show logo is no longer around us.
No.
It just says Bauer Media Group, which is as corporate as you want, isn't it?
Yeah, we could do tattoos of that.
Kiss, do you want to give some of these to your listeners?
It'll go well.
Magic?
It'll go well with my Eddie Stobart tattoo as well. Yeah. I love a brand name tattoo.
Yeah.
So if you would like to win 3 temporary tattoos of the beautiful Dave Berry Breakfast Show logo, then all you need to do is enter the Ink Tank, which involves you listening to this clip from yesterday's show and answering a question based upon it. And yesterday, I was asking, is it weird that I and Dan in Kent texted in to confess that he clicks his ears with his fingers, and that led to Matt Dyson having a linguistic revelation for us all. Listen carefully. Dave and the team, is it weird that when I'm tired, I click my ear with 2 fingers?
Wow.
Is that like something from maybe when you were...
Did you refer to your earlobe as the...
We
call it a cock.
Really?
Wow, we said it loads.
People will think we've still got technical issues.
Can you hear this buzzer, guys?
So the question is, to win the merchandise, what does Matt call his earlobes? Tabs or knobs?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, a breakfast show with a logo and a logo that comes in temporary tattoo form. And Tuesday through Thursday, you early birds, you get a chance to win a strip of 3. And the early bird in question right now is Angie. Good morning, Angie.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Angie, welcome to the show. Angie is in Lincoln. She loves absolute 80s and she runs a petrol station. Angie, how's it all looking on the forecourt today?
Pretty quiet at the moment. Nobody's about.
Right, okay. Have you got all the kind of confectionaries in there as well? You got chocks and snacks?
Loads of chocs, loads of sweets, all the rubbish stuff, you know.
All the rubbish.
Are you passing on the falling price of oil to your customers at the pump?
Oh, yeah, of course I am, yeah.
It takes a bit longer on the way back down. Really quick on the way up.
Come and get some chalk. Don't worry about it. Okay, so, Angie, yesterday, Matt Dyson told us that he calls his earlobe something very, very different. Are they his tabs or his knobs?
There is tabs.
Yes, absolutely good. Right. Well done, Angie. So, you've got your temporary tattoos. May I ask, where are you going to put me on your body?
Probably on my thighs.
Thighs?
Oh, wow.
We've not been on thighs before. This is nice. So there's 3 in a pack. Are you going to go two straight off and just have one in reserve, or are you going to...
No, I might go one at a time, actually.
Yeah. One at a time. And when... God, I don't know if I can ask this to people. I just don't know anymore, you know? When are your thighs going to be on display next? Angie, can I ask that?
Ring the bell, ring the bell.
Angie, tell me about your thighs. When can I get a good butcher's out? When can I have a look?
It's the weekend.
At the weekend. Oh, yeah, good. I don't know. Shall I ask another follow-up question? Yeah.
Still on
going?
The forecourt. Still on the forecourt.
Why are they going to be on display at the weekend, Angie?
Because I go running.
Running!
Lovely.
Angie, it's lovely having you on the show. Well done. Congratulations. You've won your merchandise. We'll speak to you real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We are back. Hello, hello, and thrice hello. It's interesting how different people react when you're working the world of radio and suddenly it just goes completely silent. Mm. And it went silent for ages. Not even the emergency CD kicked in at one point.
We
so
worried.
We were really nervous. Yeah. Matt, you started monitoring what was happening on the Rayo app.
Yeah.
And you did a kind of cool badgy thing.
Yeah, I did.
What did you say out loud?
I said I didn't realise that each of the decade stations had its own bespoke emergency CD.
So you see what I mean? That's true, and it is impressive, but it's slightly cool badgy.
Yes, you know, I mean, it's quite a geeky thing to notice, but it used to just be Chumbawamba across the board. And that was no good to people on 60s or classic rock, is it?
7 o'clock
so
in the morning.
So now you get your own bespoke one, which is amazing.
In the 60s, is it like, the nuclear alarm will sound?
Yeah, it's all very specific.
Anna Geary just started reading her Kindle. Called a cucumber.
Do you know what I was actually doing?
What were you doing?
Looking at pictures of Brad Pitt in the new F1 movie.
Oh, really? He looks so fit. We would study he's going to look fit when he's 80.
Amazing.
He is pretty fit, that's for sure. Yeah, okay, so Anna Geary just leched over pictures of Brad Pitt. That's what she was doing while we were inside. The Hypebeast Womble executive producer Mark just ran around going, and I kind of like live vlogged the whole thing on my Instagram. So that's what we all got up to. Anyway, what you got up to, and I am really grateful, is sent in your fantastic suggestions for the top 10 things that should never happen on public transport. You have responded to this brilliantly, and we'll get into it a little later on the show. But do keep them coming. It's 8, 12, 15. For now, well, your chance to earn a shout-out in the slow-mo solo. I'm going to play you a song that's been slowed right down. I'm going to be playing this, fingers crossed, just after 8 on Absolute Radio 70s, but I sometimes play it for you on country as well. Who is this? So, in your shout-out, it can be to yourself, it can be to someone you love, or, of course, you can get a plug-in for your small or independent business.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Now, I'm about to play a song on Absolute Radio 70s that, right now, I have slowed down. Could you identify the song and earn yourself a shout-out on the slow-mo solo? Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Well done to everybody who got it right. It was, of course, America, Horse with No Name.
Yeah, that was when they were really far into the desert, running out of water, when they slowed down. They could barely sing.
It's such a weird song, because you go, not naming the horse, that's on you. Yeah. You can give the horse a name. Yeah.
You can, even if you don't know it, it's just passing by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done to Jamie at Miller & Cook in Dumbarton, Scotland. The grooviest music cafe about.
Groovy.
I don't know if I ever told you this, Matt, but I was up. I was up in Scotland, and I fancied a coffee.
You're quite a groovy cat, aren't you?
I am, and I thought, where can I have a coffee and listen to some groovy music? And that was why I went to Jamie, and he said, "Come on in to Miller and Cook. You're going to love it. It's the grooviest music cafe about."
He was right, wasn't he?
He was absolutely right. Kirk in Maidstone, who loves his wife Anne Marie so much, every single day.
Isn't that nice? Tony the top grass cutter. John and Andy going to work to shift a massive machine thing for a mate. You should ask some more questions, lads. You got to know. Richie and Charlotte, who are recovering from Sean and Linda's wedding at the weekend. Peter the oven cleaner. Mark the driving instructor. He's working today. No skid, comma. Mark's driving tuition. The comma's vital. And finally, Tattoo Wombwell, the body piercers and tattoo beauty aesthetics.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I was up in Wombwell not too long ago.
In the Barnsley area.
In the Barnsley area. And I just fancy getting inked up. And I thought, what I'd really like to do is get as many tattoos as I possibly could in short space of time as possible.
You were in luck, Dave.
Why was I in luck,
Because they do a bottomless ink promotion.
They
all
really
year
do.
Round.
They do this. Bottomless ink.
You can pay £100 for an hour, £180 for 2 hours, or £250 for 3 hours.
Yeah, I went the full hole. I thought, yeah, I'm going to treat myself. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just do as many tattoos
as
all
you can tap.
All you can ink, bottomless ink. And apparently it's a super simple and absolutely fantastic way to start a patchwork sleeve or just fill out those pesky gaps.
Yeah, I mean, they were kind of quite a bit slow there, but that's because they're taking their time, the artists, I understand.
Yeah,
and I just wanted them to speed
rushed.
Up. So one of my tattoos just says "dar" instead of "Dave." Yeah. But, you know, what can you do? Well done to everybody for getting America Horse with No Name. Tomorrow on The Breakfast Show, 5 weeks of shout-outs continues. Your chance to earn one.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we have been having some technical difficulties this morning. Apologies for that. We seem to be back up and running. It hasn't stopped you guys getting involved out there, and I love that about you so much. I got to put out the message, the topic du jour, or the top 10 things that should never happen on public transport. And then I wasn't able to speak with you any longer because we went off air. But the messages kept flooding in, so I'm so grateful. Yesterday, after I finished the show, I got on the Elizabeth line, the new Elizabeth line in London. And somebody came and sat opposite me. Quite wide carriages on there, very impressive, you know, how they built that whole thing. And they just started, like, violently picking away at their own side of their fingernails, almost shaking with trying to get it off. And then a bit came off, and it was rolled into a little ball and just, like, flicked onto the floor in front of the person. Then they went into their bag and pulled out their key ring, like, loads of keys and different key rings, and one of them, Old Swiss would have been proud, it was nail clippers, you know. Got the nail clips out and then really started getting into it. So even more, and then balling it up and then, you know, just throwing it on the floor. And I thought to myself, on public transport, one should never openly shed or discard any part of their being onto the floor. That's got to be number one, hasn't it?
And yet so many do.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's why you should never lick the floor of the tube. It's a cautionary tale.
Well said, Glenn.
We've all done it after a gig. We've had a couple of red stripes. We've all been there, but it is good advice. Paul in Oxford, he kind of doubles down on my misery. He says, morning team, once I was on a bus and someone took their shoes and socks off and started to cut their toenails.
Next level.
Says, as someone who has a fear of other people's feet, I found this to be a cardinal sin. Paul's been very unlucky in his commute because he also, another time, witnessed somebody eating cornflakes in an actual bowl with milk. Same person.
That's quite impressive.
Get them on Britain's Got Talent. Yeah. That's incredible, isn't it? Now, this person, they're anonymous, but they say, I was on a plane back from holiday in June and a woman on my row was applying nail varnish. She says that this is a no, I think possibly because of the smell.
The feet being out there. Any strong smells,
Dash, who gets in touch with the show regularly, good morning to you, Dash. He says, Dave and the team, you should never sit in the seat next to or behind somebody on an otherwise empty train carriage or bus.
Of course.
You need to space it out, don't you? It's like a game of chess. It's like the urinals as well in the gents. You need to be able to...
go as far away as possible.
I stand directly behind people at the urinal. Through the legs.
That's the advice of being 6'3". Could you duck down a bit, mate?
I'm visibly mortified.
I think we're going to make a very different list based on that, Glenn. But for now, let's make it about things that should never happen on public transport. 8, 12, 15.
It's worse when you do it at your own gig, yeah. When people have paid to come and see you. I was a fan of that guy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This morning, this week, it is the top 10. We decided to go traditional with just a top 10. We've done top 25, we've done top 7, top 12, just did a top 10. Things that should never happen on public transport. Watching videos on your phone with no headphones. I do not need to listen to whatever nonsense you've decided to view on YouTube. Mm-hmm. From Victoria.
Yeah.
The hype beast Womble executive producer Mark once heard a fellow passenger on a train listen to an entire audiobook without headphones.
Oh, wow. So selfish, isn't it?
Depends if you like the book.
Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, okay.
But if you do like the book and then you've got to get off, how annoying is that? Put a little note on the window. Yeah. Text me. People who walk down the aisle of aeroplanes to the loo with no shoes or socks on. Yeah, it gets you, doesn't it? It makes you go, just stop it now, says Sharon in Birmingham. Eating hot food, the fetid stench of a Burger King has ruined many a train journey or flight. Yes, Dave, this happened to me on a plane from Miami to New York. And that is from Nick. Talking on loudspeaker on public transport should be illegal. Not my words, the words of Dorg in Redditch.
What a name.
Judge Dorg. letting your kid wander up and down the train carriage, says Vicky. No, they're not cute. They're incredibly annoying. And I do not want a bit of whatever is mushed into their hands.
Yeah.
Are we with that one?
Yeah. Including with my own, genuinely.
Yeah.
Katie will be like, oh, it's fine. I'm like, no. No one else finds him as cute as we do.
Yeah.
So it's not fair. Yeah.
Good point, yeah.
It is such a good point. Mm. Please do remember that. Nobody finds your kid as cute as you do. They probably find him a little bit like Vicky does. Probably not as extreme as Vicky, to be fair. Probably a little bit more like Vicky.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.